When darkness seems to win, where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, I hear you say, look up, child.
In my lungs, and my heart still beats like a drum. me down, I'm gonna get back up again.
Everyone else has left now. I bet that this got you stressed out. Wondering, what can we do now? Maybe let it burn out. Where I can't feel my face.
Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the night.
calling up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me.
Kia ora, welcome to Faith Matters. That was Need a Favour by Jelly Roll. It's pretty cool. It's welcome to Friday, but it's not just any Friday. This is a special day. This is Easter Friday, but it's also Good Friday. And for many of us in the faith, Christian faith, this day is, it's a pretty amazing day. So a couple of weeks ago I had Pastor Roger in here talking about Easter and the Easter story and the lead up to the crucifixion and the resurrection. And today I'm going to have a woman of faith in here, Denise Gardner, and she's going to talk to us about what this day means to her. Yeah, and maybe some of the things she's been doing and her faith and just some of her story and her journey. So tune in. I'm going to have her around 1 o'clock, I think. She'll get in here soon and we'll get into it. I'm looking forward to it. In the meantime, let's get into some good sounds.
Say you used to hang around Diablos every night, trying to fit in with the crowd, making bets and picking fights. But that was your story. Making ends and your money meet. Worry about what you're gonna eat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about how you skipped over your grave. Two hands, one prayer, and everything changed. And I know the truth.
Yeah. bontshaneng lerato se kombaneng tswana se kombaneng tswana a re bontshaneng lerato.
Think about it, there must be higher love down in the heart, or he didn't just us, but without it life is wasted time. Look inside your
moment. forever, then melt into the sun, melt into the sun. Time is gonna change you once it gets you on the run, get you on the run. There will be a light. There will be a light. There will be a light. There will be a light.
I've been running ever since I was a child. Some call it free, and some call it wild.
I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. a good day.
So welcome back to Faith Matters. I've got Denise in the studio with me, and yeah, we're going to have a chat about Easter soon and hear some of her story. Up next, I've got Rescue by Lauren Daigle. Have I said her name right? I don't even know. Maybe.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rest. there is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out
beautiful, what a beautiful song, Rescue. So wonderful to hear that. I've got you on. Denise, say hi.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I think we've got you. Yep. So Denise has come in. She's going to give us a bit of a chat around Easter and faith and what it means for her. But we won't start off with too big a question. First, let's just find out a little bit about you, Denise, who you are, where you come from. Yeah.
Okay, well, I grew up just north of Hamilton in Rototuna or Horsham Downs area, and I lived there pretty much my whole life.
Wow.
So my sister went and lived in China for over 20 years. My brother went to the UK and then to the US for over 20 years. He's still there. My other brother was in England for over 20 years, and I was on the next hill over from Mum and Dad.
Wow. So your family is quite dispersed around the world.
Yep.
Yeah, and so who's in New Zealand with you, Mum, Dad, and you?
Now my brother's come back from the UK and my sister's come back from China, so they are now, one's based in Auckland, one's based now on the family farm over Horsham Downs Way. Dad actually passed away early 2020, but Mum is still in the Rototuna area, and we moved out here to Raglan 2 years ago.
Nice. So. I'm pleased you're here, Denise. Thank
it.
You for coming here. And I really mean that. It's really good to get to know Denise. I know Denise through the church and different things that she's doing there. And so I've started to learn a little bit about her faith and who she is as a woman. And, I found that there's a real depth there, Denise. So I hope you don't mind that me mentioning that I know you've been fasting for a long time now, and when I say a long time, I mean a really long time. I've tried fasting, and I get through a couple of days and I think I'm dying. I think my focus probably isn't as good as maybe yours is coming from a far more spiritual grounding than my idea of fasting, which was to do the days and get back to food. So, I was hoping you could speak a little bit into what fasting is why you did it, why you're doing it. Just maybe go there first.
Well, when I turned 40 a few years ago, I actually did a fast at that point. And there was a whole lot of stuff happening around that time as far as sort of feeling like, I don't know, maybe stepping into my destiny or something was sort of what my mindset was. And I actually went to Israel I was actually there for my birthday, for my 40th birthday.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I had some quite sort of profound moments there, and a lot of people were talking, sort of speaking into my life about, you know, 40, like the day that I had my birthday, we went to the place in the Judean wilderness where Jesus went and fasted for 40 days, and there was all this stuff sort of coming up. And into the new year, I heard somebody talking about doing a 40-day fast with a group of people, and so I decided actually I'd join them. I just felt that was the right thing to do. And I can't remember what the things were. I did write them down at the time, but at that time I sort of had a few things, confirmation things, that I thought I was on the right track. So I did a 40-day fast, and so for that one, I was pretty, you know, I just sort of had water and herbal teas and learnt what it was to not have any energy whatsoever. It's like the world was happening somewhere over there, and like for me, just to get up out of bed in the morning, I'd sit up and I had to wait for my head to swim and sort of get myself balanced focused before I stood up. Yeah. I had one day before I realised that was the case, and I kind of stood up and then pretty much fell over because I just hadn't taken a moment. And so that was pretty dramatic. So I wasn't sure. I'd never done a fast really before.
That's a massive one to move straight into, Denise.
Yeah, that's how I roll. what I had thought I would do is after 10 days, I thought I'd just go back and just have vegetables. But I had one mouthful on day 10. And I could feel that one piece of food going through my system for a full 24 hours. And I was just like, wow, my digestive system is fully shut down. And so I realised I now needed to make the call. Was I going to reintroduce food to a lesser degree, or was I going to stick with my 40 days doing what I'd been doing? So I did. I added in some bone broth and things as well. But honestly, it was, you know, I realised for people doing a 40-day fast, a proper one, you really need to sort of disengage from normal life. I was trying to function. But you know, I had people
at the same
saying,
level. Yeah.
"You were there, but you weren't really there."
Yeah.
And so that was several years ago, and
was it quite a learning curve in that doing that first one?
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, and so you said you did it because there was a lot of things happening around that time, and you were kind of looking for some direction in life. So that was the reasoning behind doing the fast.
Yeah.
And did you find at the end of it? How was it at the end of that fast?
Interesting. I just had somebody, I can remember a lady who's quite sensitive spiritually, and she sat beside me and she said, "You're just so peaceful." And that's not my general stance necessarily.
Oh no, I need to do a fast.
So, you know, other people could notice a bit of a difference. Right. But yeah, coming back onto food and going, wow, food is actually fuel. Like I had so much energy those first few days when I started introducing food again. But it was interesting because my father apparently actually did a fast when he was 40 as well. So it runs in the family a little bit. I think we're all just a little bit unusual.
Oh, fine. Fascinating. And did you, without telling me what the everything about that fast, because I want to get into this one, did you find that you came to some direction after the fast? Do you feel like that was beneficial?
It was a really big learning curve. Like, for example, you often hear people talk about praying and fasting. Well, I hardly had any energy. The praying part, I was just like, wow, if I was going to be praying and fasting, I'd have to be a lot more intentional because you just don't have the energy for it.
Yeah.
So if you're doing like a fast to pray more and you want to pray in your meal, like what would normally be a meal time, you would actually have to be really intentional about that. So I prayed when I thought of it or when I had the energy. But it is interesting, I sort of, I don't feel like I stepped into a fullness of things at that point. And that probably leads me to a few times over the years since then I've thought, oh, maybe I should do a fast. And I've just gone, nah. I think if you're not in the headspace for it, like you're not meant to do it. And so this year I just suddenly thought, oh, maybe I should do a fast. And I went, yes. And my body, because I'd done it before, my body just went, yep, I know exactly what I'm in for. And as soon as I made the decision, but I had to look at the calendar and see we had sort of functions happening, which I couldn't really sit there and not eat. It was a bit awkward. So I figured out my timetable and made the call, and my body just went, cool, just snapped into focus, and it knew what was coming.
Wow. But and I mean, I'm sitting in front of you and I've seen you through this fast.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, Denise is coming to the end of the fast. You're ending the fast on
Sunday. My last day.
Yes. Yeah. And I've seen Denise throughout this. And I see a woman who's energetic. You look really clear. You've got energy. You're shining. There's things about you that do not suggest to me that you are starving and stressing out. So this fast is quite different from the last one, huh?
Yeah, so this one, as I said, I sort of realised last time you really need to step away from life a little bit if you're going to do the water and herbal teas only version. So this time, it took me about a week to figure out exactly what my rhythm was going to be, but I've been doing things like having miso soup for breakfast and having a couple of sort of tonics during the day. So I've got things that give me some energy. So I've had very few. You actually saw me one of my low energy days on this fast. I think that's probably my only day that I was quite flat the whole day. There have been times like I was actually in church last Sunday night and I'd been standing and singing in the morning, fine, had my afternoon, fine, standing and singing in the evening, and I just went, you know, I've had enough, and so I just sat down and, you know, I just
went,
my energy has gone, and so I'm just going to sit down now.
So I have a question around this fasting and this time around. Has there been inspiration for you? Do you feel like you've written things down, or you've gotten maybe something from Holy Spirit or God or...
Yeah, I've had one sort of time that I sat down and journaled. You'd think I would have learned and been more intentional, but life just happens.
It does.
But no, I haven't had too many sort of profound moments. But what I have found is things seem to be changing. As far, you know, like I talked about the whole stepping into your destiny thing. Like I have. Some significant things that have started happening during the time of this fast. So it does feel like a transition. One of the things, I woke up January 2016 with an idea for a book in my head. I'd sort of dreamt it. And it took me until just near the end of last year to I started doing an online course on writing. And just this week, so as I finish my fast, I have just finished writing the first draft.
Cheering in the background
and
one of those recordings.
So that's one example. Like, things just seem to actually be unlocking this time, which is awesome.
That is. And as you're speaking, I can even sense there is a real sense of ease or joy there. Which is really nice for me to engage with you around too. So we're gonna take a break and go to a song. I'm gonna go to Grave Roller by Crowder.
Stolen by the grave. right now's our time.
Like a thief in the night, he'll sneak in, take your life. That resurrection gonna have you singing. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Watch my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. Taking my sin, taking my shame. Breaking my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead man living, and God did it. Taking my sin, taking my shame. Breaking my soul out of these chains. I've been forgiven, and God did it. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber.
Ooh, I've been stacking up the years I spent trading punches with the enemy. Myself a double thick stone tower lies higher than the eye can see. Trapped in my flesh and bone, crying out to you, Lord. I'm desperate. Love come rattled this cage and set me free. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down.
Jericho walls gotta come down, come down. Lord, my prison turns to ruin when your love moves it. All of my fears like Jericho walls gotta come down, come down.
welcome back to Faith Matters 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. I'm going to hang on a minute. There we go. Welcome back, Denise. It's so good to have you in the studio with me. So we've been talking to Denise. She's been telling us about fasting, a little bit about her, her life and her family, and a little bit about her book. So we're just going to go into that a little one. So tell me about your journey. You kind of thought about this a long time ago, and now it's coming to completion. We're not going to go into the title. We're just going to talk about maybe what the fasting has helped with getting to the end result of finishing this book.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I guess I started writing November, and I've just finished this week. So what's that? November, December, January, February, March. So 5 months of writing, and I think, yeah, just... like I don't have to keep stopping to make food. I'm sitting there with water, sparkling water or something off to the side, and I can just kind of keep tapping away and,
well done.
Working on that.
Yeah, I've actually read some of Denise's work. She allowed me on her Facebook page. Thanks for that. Invited on, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And man, she has some pearlers. Honestly, you're a good writer. And I really mean that. It's been a long time since I've sat down and spent the time to read something and felt like I've really gotten something from that, and I really got a lot out of your post. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this book. I'll be really looking forward to having you back on talking more about it and the name, and then we might get an insight into what it all means. I'm quite excited. So, yeah, but I thought maybe we could... just kind of round off with things today, and it is Easter and it is Good Friday, and Good Friday means a lot for us, you know, in our faith as a Christian, and today is not all about Easter bunnies and chocolate eggs, and has much deeper effect on us and what that means. Yeah, and just maybe to let people know that there is services, churches in Raglan, we'll be having, I imagine, Surfside has got one at Tiuku Church tonight, 7 o'clock. There's going to be an hour-long reflection on the crucifixion. We've got Marty Crane talking into that, and I know he's a great storyteller in bringing God's word. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I think that'll be a really reflective time. And then Sunday morning at Raglan Area School at 10 a.m, we've got Pastor Roger Peart bringing us a message on the resurrection, which, you know, that's a huge celebration for us, and victory and understanding what that means. So this is a massive time for us in regards to the story of Jesus and his life and how he lived that out and how we're still living that out today, and what that means for us in our individual lives and our growth that comes from knowing the man of Jesus and then being invited into his family through the Holy Spirit. So, Denise, I've given you a big intro there. I mean, we're happy with this time. This is a really reflective time and a real stark time for us and man, as we see the world and mankind around us and how we interact with all those elements and what it means for us as a Christian. So tell me a little bit about what today means for you.
Today, so Easter for me is kind of, it's the main crux of
main event.
Christianity. Mm. If you didn't have Jesus dying on the cross and being raised again to life, then actually you wouldn't have anything.
No foundation there, huh? Wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah. Otherwise he would have just been a man and he would have just died like any other man. But yeah, so it was really interesting. A few years ago I listened to an atheist speaking, and I can't remember his name, sorry, but he had sort of researched into Jesus' death and resurrection and who had seen him once he had been raised from the dead. And he went through and went, the number of people that saw this guy alive after he was had been dead was just phenomenal. And so you see all these records of him appearing to sometimes big groups of people, sometimes just to a couple of people. But if you're aware of the Jewish law, you had to have two men both see something to be able to verify it as a witness in the court
is
of law.
Witness? Oh, that's where it comes from.
Yeah, so if he was walking down the road with these two guys, well, they were enough to
witness
actually
that.
Say, yes, he was with us. Mm. He also ate in front of people. And actually, yesterday I was thinking about this, and I looked up, there's a historian who was not a Christian. His name is Josephus, and he wrote quite early on, I think in the first century or maybe the second century, and he has in his writings that Jesus was raised from the dead, no question, because so many people saw it. It was just a fact. And you can even see in the scripture that the soldiers who were guarding the tomb, they actually went to the officials and said, oh my gosh, this happened, and they were told, keep quiet about it, go and tell this story, which they did. But if you look at the historical records, the proof that he did actually come up, raised from the dead, whatever the proper wording is actually staggering proof. So I found that really helpful, because I'd kind of just grown up knowing the story, and I thought, well, how do I know that it's actually accurate? So I found that really helpful. But when I think about Easter, people sort of talk about, Jesus died for your sins. So you kind of think maybe of that as being like your ticket to heaven. Woohoo, I've got my ticket to heaven. But the thing is, you'll hear people talk about Jesus as my Lord and Saviour. So you've got the Saviour aspect, which is he has, saved us from the consequence of our sin, which is death. But there's the Lord part, and that's what is significant for me, because each of us has a purpose and a plan in our lives, and when we allow God in to actually direct and to walk our journey with us, we know that we're actually making a difference. So it's not just about me and my personal feel-good little moment, it's actually about living out our purpose and, somehow maybe restoring people or the world or something to a better state.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a journey, and we're all on this together, and we're all discovering things along the way. But, I think that each one of us have a faith journey story and why we believe the things we believe. And I love the fact that you talked about the witnesses at the beginning. Back in the time, there were no phones.
What?
And there was no, you couldn't put a fake picture in there and make him look like he appeared. These were, and I think we've got to really grapple with these. These were real people recording real experiences. And we are living in a historic moment right now. As we look back, we just don't understand. I think because we live in a world that, nothing just impacts us anymore, but the impact of this is massive if we were to get our heads around it, because this is a real account of people seeing somebody who was murdered and then left for 3 days, and in those 3 days came back to life again. But it wasn't just life, his life, it's our eternal life. And this is the part we really get lost in, because we never stop long enough to unpack and have a look for ourselves. What does this mean? And wow, there's some discovery to be had here. It's an exciting journey, and I always talk about that every week that I'm on here. It's all about being part of on the journey, and I like the journey. I don't want to be at the destination quite yet. I'm happy with the destination. I'm happy with that, but I'm not there yet, so I'm happy to be on the journey, and I'm happy to be on this journey with you, Denise.
No, it's awesome.
So thank you so much for coming in and just opening up and sharing yourself, your time, your thoughts and your faith with me and others today on Faith Matters, which, this is what it's all about. And these chats are going to get a little bit more frequent, I think, as I talk to different ones about their journey and,
Yeah, I know I've got a couple coming up in the future, talking about the things where God has intervened in their life and the Holy Spirit has done some real work and brought about some restoration in real life. So, yeah, exciting stuff. So thank you again. And I'm going to play Grace Got You. This is Mercy Me. It's probably one of my favourites because it's just a cool song.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of so when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? 'Cause the rain or storm that can change how this is. So next time when you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? 'Cause you have every reason just to sing. So the black road is your glide. 'Cause walking just won't do dance. You don't have to know how. Ever since grace got you left, till your whole side's hurt and smile, like you just got away with something. Why? 'Cause you just got away with something. Ever since grace got you. Ever since grace got you. Grace got you.
Got away with something, bubbling inside of you. Spilling over 'cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Come to the table, to the table. Liars and these thieves, there's no one unwelcome here. And that sin and shame that you brought with you, you can leave it at the door and let mercy draw you. To the hero and the coward, to the prisoner and the soldier, to the young and to the older, all who hunger, all who thirst, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who failed, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who loved and lost another.
You've been listening to Faith Matters. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I've enjoyed having Denise in here with us, and this is a great day. So if you are looking for somewhere to celebrate Easter or want to know more about Easter or not know more about Christian faith, join us tonight at Tuku Church, 7 p.m. We have a reflective service on the crucifixion, and then on Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we've got Pastor Roger bringing us a message, 10 a.m. Raglan Area School. We've got the Gelato guys going to be there, coffee and amazing baking and food, and yeah, come along and join us, hear more about this man of Jesus and who he is, I want to say the word is, who is, who he is and who he still is today. So I'm going to head out with Isaiah 28, Foundation Stone. I'm going to change that. I might go with the Spirit of the Lord, Isaiah, Project of Love. And this is, you can find this whole scripture in Isaiah 11 if you're looking at a Bible. You could actually look this the song up. It's all song and scripture. So have a great week, guys. Look after yourselves. Keep safe on long weekend. I might see you tonight or Sunday. Otherwise, I will be here next week. Faith Matters.
Stone of the Lion of Jesse will grow, a new branch bearing fruit, fruit from the old root. Out of the stump of the line of Jesse will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit.
The force of his word.